Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to make a girl squirt. Warning, this video is extremely sexually explicit. All right, let's talk about how to make a girl squirt. This is such a passionate topic for me. I love to do this. I love to have girls squirt for me. It's one of my favorite things. As a guy, you should love this as well. If you haven't made a girl squirt in your life before, then you are missing out on so much. I can't even explain it to you. Words cannot describe the beauty of this thing that I'm about to show you. All right, so how do you make a girl squirt? And what do we mean by squirt? Squirting means that she's going to have an explosive orgasm where she's going to ejaculate and she's going to squirt her juices out all over the place. Now, this can be light squirting or it can be extremely heavy squirting. This will depend on the girl and this will depend on the mood that you set and how well you execute this whole procedure. So in this video, I'm going to give you the technique and I'm also going to tell you the do's and don'ts for making this process work. So what I'm about to show you is a technique that you're going to do with your fingers. But I don't want you to focus so much on the finger technique. What I want you to focus more on is the mindset that's coming here, right? It's the emotions that you're putting into it. Because the critical factor that decides between whether a girl will or will not squirt for you is not the fingering technique that you use. What's more important is how you make her feel and that you make her feel totally safe and secure and relaxed and open to you. If you can get her to surrender to you and get her to release all her tension, and get her to overcome any kind of psychological sexual hang-ups that she has. Because girls are very conditioned from a very early age with negative images about sex. And so even though they love sex, they've also got this conditioning put upon them that tells them that sex is bad and dirty and evil and that it's dangerous and that it shouldn't be openly enjoyed and it shouldn't be discussed. So you gotta break down that barrier and you gotta make her feel very comfortable and very intimate with you. To do that, is what I'm going to tell you is kind of the setup to this whole thing. So it's not so much about the fingering, it's more about the setup. If you get the setup right, then everything else will fall into place and you'll get the fingering right. It's not that difficult. Okay, so what is the best way to do this? First of all, what kind of girl should this be done with? Well, this should be done with your girlfriend, a girl that you've had sex with already multiple times. So I'd say if you haven't had sex with a girl 5 or 10 times yet, then don't use this technique on her because it's going to be too much. You still have a lot of sexual exploration to do if you haven't had sex 5 or 10 times yet. So you don't need to go and bring out the big guns yet. This is the big gun that you bring out maybe 10 times in when it's getting a little bit stale and you want to like really spice it up and to show her something crazy and new. Do not do this with a girl that you're having sex with for the first time. You're not gonna have the intimacy that's necessary, and it's also going to be, it's just gonna be too much and too awkward. When you're having sex for the first time, there's already too much awkwardness there. You don't wanna add this on top of it. Okay, so those are the caveats. And of course, if you're married and you're still having sex in your marriage and your wife will still let you have sex with her, then first of all, congratulations, that's a big accomplishment. But second of all, then this can really be a great technique to spice up your love life there. All right, so that is kind of who you're doing this with. Now, as far as expectations are concerned, there's a question, and this is a question that I still have for myself, is can every girl squirt or not? Are certain girls squirters and certain girls not? And how do we know which ones are and which ones aren't? Well, here's the skinny on this. I mean, ultimately, I don't know. I'm not some sexual guru here. I haven't had sex with hundreds of girls, so I honestly don't know. I don't have the sample sizes to know which girls can squirt and which girls can't. But from everything I've researched and everything that I understand about female psychology, the trick here, and the reason that you might think that your girl can't squirt, or the girls you've been with in the past maybe haven't squirted, so you think like, well, only a rare number of girls squirt. That's not the case. The case is more as follows, is that a rare number of girls will squirt naturally because they are sexually open and they feel comfortable and they're just not shy about it. The rest of the girls, probably 95% of them, will not squirt naturally because you haven't set it up properly, you haven't made them feel comfortable enough, and they feel that if they squirted, that they would be embarrassed, that they would make you dirty, that you wouldn't like it, you would find it disgusting, and you would judge them for it. And on top of that, a lot of girls simply don't even know this about themselves. So it's not like they're keeping that as a secret from you, and they're not squirting for you consciously. It's more that they're tensed subconsciously, and so they never open themselves up as much as they could that is necessary for them to squirt. So your job then is to what? It's to break down this barrier of comfort and intimacy. You have to become very intimate with your girl, which is why a girlfriend is ideal. You have to also make her very comfortable and relaxed, right? Intimacy is something you build up over a long period of time, but comfortable and relaxed, like in the moment, when you've got her on your bed and you're about to get into the action, you gotta make her feel very relaxed. Now, the best way to do that, I find, is first of all, have a quiet, uninterrupted setting. So don't be doing this at your parents' house. This is something that you do at your home when you've got a lot of time. You set aside a chunk of 2 hours or something like that so that no one can disturb you, all your cell phones are off, and you've got the whole night to yourselves. So that's the best environment to do this in. And then get her very relaxed. Romance her. Get her really excited about this process. And the best way to do that, I find, is to give her a massage, right? Massage relaxes the whole body. So you get her naked on your bed, and then you go to work. Hopefully you know how to give girls massages. It's really not hard. An idiot can do it. All you do is you get her naked on the bed. You don't need to use any oil or anything like that. That's just gonna make things messy. You just lay her down, and then you start basically putting your hands on her and rubbing her in ways that would seem pleasurable to you, and obviously she's gonna react in like, and she's gonna give you positive feedback for the massaging that you're doing. So massage her back, massage her arms, massage her legs, massage her thighs, her feet, basically her entire body. Now, as you're giving her a massage, she's gonna be completely naked. So the things that you want to avoid are touching any of the private areas. Don't touch her nipples and don't touch her vagina. Leave those for later. The reason you leave those for later is because it gets her excited. If you go straight for the money right off the bat, then that's not foreplay. That's not really exciting. That's just like going straight for sex. So don't do that. That's normal sex. What I'm talking about here is you're going to do a very long and extended romance session. A lot of foreplay is going to go on here. And what you're really going to do is do the massage. Give her a good long 20 to 30 minute massage where you're just focusing on giving her kind of like a platonic massage. So even though she's naked, you're not really focusing on sex. You're just like massaging her, and maybe you're like kissing her body in different places. You can kiss her all over her body, get her really excited, but also like really iron out the kinks, you know, iron out all those notches in her back, relax all her muscles so that she's feeling like she's like kind of floating on clouds. That's what you want. Just like a really nice buzz from having a deep massage. So give her that. That will relax her. When she's that relaxed, all her insecurity is going to fly out the window, and kind of the opportunity is going to open for you to tell her what you want her to do, and she's going to follow it without too much thinking and analyzing. You don't want her doing that. So after you do the massage, then what you want to do is you want to build up a little bit of intimacy right in the moment, right? Look her in the eyes. Tell her you love her. If you do love her and you are on that kind of basis, then tell her that, and be very sweet and like intimate with her, however you do that. I'm not going to get into the details of that. That's going to be too long. I'll have other videos that will tell you how to do like dirty talk and intimate talk. But build up that intimacy right in the moment so she feels like this is something special. It's more than just like a quickie sex session. This is something like special that you two are doing that only you two are sharing. So build it up with her like that. Then what you're going to move on to is you're going to move on to telling her that you love when she squirts. You have to plant the seed in her mind that squirting is something that gets you really, really excited, because she wants to make you happy. So if she thinks that you love squirting, then she's going to be much more receptive to squirt for you. Because if you've never talked about it with her, she's going to assume that you don't like it. She's going to assume that it's disgusting. She's going to assume that this is something that would freak you out if it happened. It would catch you by surprise. So she's going to hold it back. Even if she could squirt, she wouldn't do it for you, because kind of as a courtesy, she doesn't want to take you by surprise. So what you want to tell her is that you actually love this, and that the hottest thing for you is to see a girl squirt and to see your girl squirt, right? This is like your dream come true. Tell that to her, build that up, so then she's like, oh, okay, he's the kind of guy who's cool with it. Like, he's the kind of man who's like comfortable with sexuality. He's not going to get freaked out, and he's not going to judge me for squirting. All right, so tell her that. You got it? That's really, really important. So once you got that out of the way, Then what you got to tell her is that you're going to be guiding her. See, the other big problem is that if you just tell a girl that, hey, I want you to squirt for me, if you just tell her that, that's putting a lot of responsibility on her. It's kind of like a girl telling you, hey, I want you to come for me right now. You know, if you ever had a girl tell you that, then that has the exact opposite effect. What that does is it makes you self-conscious, puts you in your head, and then actually you can't come when someone tells you to come. It's like reverse psychology. So in this situation, it's kind of the same thing. Don't put the burden on her. Tell her that you're taking the burden off of her. And the way you do that is you tell her that you are guiding her, right? You're leading her into something adventurous and something new. So you tell her that we're going to explore your body, and you tell her that you want to make her squirt, and you tell her that it's okay if she doesn't, that you're not expecting anything, and that you guys are going to have a great time no matter what. But then you tell her that she is going to obey you tonight, that you are leading, and she is following, and she's going to obey every one of your commands. All right, set it up like that. When you've got that kind of frame set, that's perfect. She's going to love it. Women love to surrender themselves to like a strong man, especially in the bedroom. So this hits on so many levels. This gives you kudo points on so many levels in the bedroom. So have that kind of commanding authority to the directions that you give her. Also, be confident about it in yourself. You have to believe that she will squirt. If you don't believe it and you do it half-assed and you are very waffly about it and you kind of look to her to do all the work, it's never going to happen. You have to come in there with confidence. So even if you are not confident on the inside, use the old fake it till you make it trick. You know, you just got to like push through and tell yourself that if you're confident on the outside, then the confidence on the inside will match up to it. So you just go through and you make it happen. Okay, and the final point that you have to tell her is you have to explicitly tell her that she has to push when she comes. This is the key here. And this is the reason that women do not squirt, is because they have a concern, right? The concern is that their squirt will be confused with pee. So they think that if they're squirting, they think that they're peeing. And really, they're two totally different things, and you need to explain this to her, because otherwise she's going to be self-conscious about it. And what you need to tell her is you need to tell her to push. So literally, she has to use her vaginal muscles to push out the juices. Now, that's not going to happen if she's holding back. And a lot of times she'll be holding back because she's afraid that, well, if she lets go, then she's going to pee all over you. And of course, she doesn't want to pee all over her man. So she is going to be very self-conscious about that. So what you tell her is you tell her, baby, look, it's not pee. When you're coming and you're pushing all your juices out, that's exactly what I want from you. That's not peeing. You can't possibly pee when you're doing that. What you're doing is you're coming. And that's what I want. That's beautiful to me. All right. So you tell her that, and you tell her, I'm going to tell you to push when you're coming, and I want you to push everything out of you. I want to push all the juices out. If you don't tell her this, then it's not going to happen. Unlikely that it's going to happen. So this is a very critical component that many guys will miss. So once you explain that to her and you get her to comply and agree with that, then you're all good to go. At this point, it's all about the technique. Now what you got to do is you got to get your fingers inside of her, and you got to do the hard work to make her squirt. And that is something that I'm going to show you right now. All right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the actual fingering technique that you're going to use to make her squirt. So here's the setup. The way you're going to set it up is you're going to lie her on the bed, and she's going to be on her back with her legs spread and open. You've already given her a massage. She's completely relaxed. She's really, really excited for you. She's super horny and super wet already, and you haven't even done anything with her yet. All right, put a pillow under her head to give her some support. Now, the way you're going to position yourself is you're going to lay up right next to her. So your side is going to be next to her side. Your head is going to be next to her head. And then your arm is going to be between her legs, right? Your arm is going to reach down between her legs. You're lying next to her. As you're lying next to her, get as close as you can to her, almost like you're hugging her and you're holding her in your arms. That's really nice because it's going to build up a lot of intimacy. And it's also going to give you some leverage and stability because you want to hold on to her as you're doing this action with your hand and your fingers. So once you've got that positioned, then here's how it works. So pretend that her legs are pointing up. So one leg is pointing this way and one leg is pointing this way, right? This means that this is her vagina here, and then her head is down that way, and so is yours. So your fingers now, this is what's going to happen. You're going to take your middle finger and you're going to take your index finger, your ring finger. You're going to put these two together like this, and this is what you're going to put inside of her. So this goes inside her vagina like this. This right here is the upper wall of her vagina. So if you would turn it around, this is kind of where the clit would be. Now this is the inside of it. You put your fingers in like this, and now you've got the right position. The G-spot is going to be located right here. It's not that deep in. It's on the upper wall of the vagina, and it's about an inch or so. You can feel that it's got a slightly different texture to it than the rest of the vagina. So this is the G-spot area. Now, what I like to do, don't put your fingers directly on the G-spot. Put your fingers in as deep as you can. The deeper the better. And what you're really going to be doing is you're going to be stimulating that G-spot, but you're going to be doing it with this part of your finger here, not with the tips of your fingers or the pad of the fingers, but really here, lower. All right? So now you've got this situation going like this. Now look, there's different motions that you can do, and you don't want to go in there and start pumping right away. If you go in there and start pumping right away like a madman, then you're not doing it right. You want to build it up slowly. So you can finger her and play around with her and do all that stuff, but when you're really ready to make her squirt, then this is what you do. Your fingers are all the way inside, and they're pressed all the way up against the back wall, like this. Now what you're going to start to do is you're going to start to do a kind of a motion like this, where you're just pressing. Look what I'm doing. See? I'm pressing in on the upper wall, and then I'm releasing. So I'll press and release. Press, release. And you want to start about at this rate, where it's kind of slow, and you're getting her even more and more and more excited. In order to make her squirt, you're going to be doing a pretty aggressive move with your hand. In order to do that, she has to be extremely, extremely wet, like sopping wet. You have to hear the wetness. If you do not hear that, then there's not enough lubrication in there, and you might cause some friction and some problems, and it might lead to pain. But if she's really, really excited and wet, and you've done everything like I told you, then everything's going to be fine. You don't need to worry about hurting her in any way. So now it's like this, and you're pumping away, and you're getting her closer and closer to orgasm. And you're going to see she's going to be moaning, and she's going to be calling your name out, and she's going to be talking dirty to you, and you can do that back to her as you're doing this. So as you're doing this, you can look her in the eyes, because your faces will be close to each other. You can kiss her, you can caress her in other ways, but this hand is going to be doing this kind of pumping action. And slowly, over a minute or two, you want to ramp that up, and you just want to ramp the speed up. Notice I'm not going in and out, nor am I doing a kind of a curling motion, nor am I going like this. What I'm doing is I'm doing a pump, kind of just a push on the upper wall. So that's perfect. Keep doing this kind of pump action and make it faster and faster and faster. Now, as you're doing this faster and faster and faster, notice that right now I'm just using my fingers here and I'm using a little bit of my arm, but I'm not using this part of my arm. I'm just using my hand. So that's how it starts. But then as you see, and she's getting more and more excited, and she's getting closer and closer to orgasm, then you're going to want to go faster, and you want to go harder. So faster and harder. And to go faster and harder, what's going to happen is that, look, your whole hand is going to start moving back and forth. You see what's happening here? Not just a pump, but now a back and forth is happening. This is ideally what you want. You want to do this kind of pumping action. You're going to go faster and faster and faster like this. And this is going to strain your hand a lot, so it's good if you build up your hand, and you have to use your dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, use your right hand. If you're left-handed, use your left hand. I literally cannot do this with my left hand. It's not strong enough. Even my right hand will start to cramp, because you need to do this consistently and with a lot of pressure, and you can't let up. So as she's coming closer and closer to orgasm, you got to really put a lot of pressure into it like this. Now here's the trick. You know that your girl sends out signals when she's getting close to come. So you know your girl's signals. And you got a kind of an intuition for it. And you usually know about 60 to 30 seconds in that she's about to come. She's getting close. She'll be telling you, or she'll be moaning in a certain way, or she'll be moving her hips and her body in a certain way where you just know it's going to happen. So when you're getting to that point, that's the critical point. You have to look in her eyes, and you have to really establish a deep, intimate connection with her. And you have to tell her that you want her to squirt. So you say something like, baby, I want you to squirt for me, right? Or you can ask her a question like, baby, do you want to squirt for me right now? And as she's getting closer, she's going to say, of course, yes, and she's going to be moaning, and that's perfect. That's right where you want her. Now, as you're doing this, the whole point is that you're setting this up so that in the last 10 to 5 seconds of this wild orgasm that she's going to have, is you're going to be telling her to squirt and to push for you, right? You literally have to say these words, baby, squirt, squirt for me. But that's not enough. You also have to tell her push, right? Push is telling her exactly what to do with her muscles down there so that she can release the juices. So you have to be telling her this, especially in the last 10 to 5 seconds as she's about to orgasm. If you do that, then she's going to be following your commands. If you just expect her to squirt for you automatically, or you expect to tell her just, hey, baby, squirt, and then not give her any further instructions, then she might not know what to do. So you have to really tell her to push. Time it such that you're telling this to her in the last 10 seconds. So as she's about to come, tell her to push. And even if you kind of miss it and she's already coming, you notice that she's just had an orgasm a second ago, tell her to push anyways, because her orgasm is going to be long. It can be extended for a whole minute or even more. So if you're doing this right, you've got quite a good window there to make sure that you tell her what you need to be telling her. So as soon as she has her orgasm, if you missed it, tell her to start pushing, and she will. Now, here is how it's going to look, all right? This is kind of the demo. You have to go really fast. At this point, it's going to get really sloppy and really violent, and it's going to be like really, really aggressive. Like that, right? So that's about the speed and the strength that you're going at the very, very end when she's going to start squirting for you. So as she has her orgasm, the critical thing to also remember, of course, you're telling her that you love her. You're telling her that she's squirting for you. You're telling her to push. And you keep doing the pumping. So she's going to have her wild orgasm, and you keep doing the pumping, and you tell her to keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Try to extend that orgasm for as long as you can. What's beautiful about women is that they can basically come forever. It's amazing what you can do with a woman. So you keep doing this, even after she's coming, because her orgasm is going to be extended, and you don't want to just cut it off as soon as it starts. You want to keep going through that motion. You can let up on it. You don't need to be that violent anymore. You can kind of let up on it and go a little bit easier, although you can also go violent for a long, long, long time, and you can string together multiple orgasms, have her squirt multiple times for you. So you can really take this to advanced levels. But let's start you off with something simple. Get her to squirt once and have one nice, strong orgasm there. And just kind of keep doing this motion until you bring her down and she's like really happy. She's had her full orgasm. She's come down a little bit from it. Then you can get out and move on to other things. But that's basically the process, right? As you can tell, I'm a little winded right myself right now from just demonstrating this. That's because it does take energy. It will take the wind out of you, and your arm will cramp up, and your arm will hurt. So you have to go to the gym, flex that bicep, and flex your forearms, and work on your fingers so that you're really strong in that department. But ultimately, what happens is that if you do this, and you make her squirt, then you are going to have a blast. She's going to have an even bigger blast. She's going to love you so much, it's insane. The amount of intimacy that this builds up is ridiculous, because most girls have never experienced this in their life. So they're going to see you as the man who is showing her how to be adventurous in the bedroom. And to a girl, that's one of the most amazing things ever. You're helping her learn about her sexuality. You're helping her expand her understanding of her sexuality. You're helping her drop all the hang-ups that she has about sexuality that she's gotten since she was a girl from all the social conditioning. So that's a really, really good thing. When you can do this, literally, she might get hooked on you like crack cocaine, because you are going to build up so much intimacy. You're going to make her come in such a way that she's never come in her entire life. She probably doesn't even know that she has this in her, that she has this capability. But when you bring this out, man, your relationship is going to be so much stronger. You guys have so much more fun. And then that will open the doors to all sorts of other crazy sexual exploration that you two can do in the future. So go ahead and try this out. Make sure you do it with your girlfriend, not with a first-time girl. And man, report back your results. All right, so this is Leo. This is how to make a girl squirt. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. Tell me what you think. Tell me about your experiences. Be honest. I'm open about it. I don't care. I don't judge. And then, of course, go ahead and like this if you liked it. Share it. And come check out actualized.org, where we bring you more tips and advice and strategies for how to create an awesome life. So your sex life, that's just one part of your life. But what about other relationship topics? What about how to get a good girlfriend in the beginning? Understanding female psychology. But then even more than that, how do you create an awesome life? How do you master yourself so that you can go out there and do these kinds of things and really live an adventurous, awesome kind of life that you will never, ever have regrets about? All right. So if you sign up to our newsletter, it's for free. You can sign up and you're going to be getting articles and weekly updates with new stuff that I'm posting all the time about how to stay on track with that, right? How to become the best version of yourself so that your relationships could skyrocket and every other area of your life as well.